Tommy Ann Wilson is putting the finishing touches on a flower box near Aspen's pedestrian mall.
I run the floral crew for the city of Aspen, so we actually start at the beginning of May getting ready for Food and Wine.
Wilson has done this for 3 years, and she loves it.
I'm decorating the front of the entrance to the Grand Tasting Tent, and we're going to do the big urns there in front of Wagner.
The end of a very long to-do list over the last 6 weeks.
Which is prepping and planting and all the flower beds in town, all the hanging baskets, all the urns.
In the end, Wilson has planted up to 2 entire semi-trucks full of flowers. Around the corner and inside an empty storefront near the Wheeler Opera House, there's a steady trickle of volunteers checking in.
We have about 630. My brain is moving a million miles an hour right now.
Tammy Solons is coordinating the long-running program, which means locals can experience Food and Wine without paying more than $1,000 a pop.
We only take volunteers from the Roaring Fork Valley. These volunteers are my doctor, my kids' doctors, my landlords, or a pilot who flies my plane, or, you know, people who teach my kids or drive the bus and things like that. So they're all people I see throughout the year.
And some whom she doesn't run into that often. Then Food and Wine is like a reunion. The number of helping hands is about the same as previous years, and Solons and her crew have gotten over the first major hurdle getting ready for Food and Wine. That's getting every individualized pass printed. But there's some big steps left. And that goes for the city of Aspen, too. At the registration tent, you can hear this in the background. That's at the Rio Grande parking garage, one of 2 current city construction projects. The other is Aspen's now demolished transit center, Ruby Park. It's right next to Food and Wine's main location, and workers there will continue at both projects right up until when the event kicks off on Friday.
They'll be constructing Wednesday and Thursday, not Friday.
John Kruger is Aspen's transportation director. The town officially limits building and demolition during Food and Wine.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe Monday, they will not be there. And the project will be closed up, and there'll be lots of room for the Food and Wine folks to move around outside of the construction fence.
Construction down by the registration tent will also likely continue until Friday morning. It's almost a reprieve after the last 2 months when the area was under siege by heavy equipment for numerous government projects. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.